Hello, everybody. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. Welcome to my studio apartment. I think I've chosen my intro music. It's been three videos in a row. Ill America, Wolfgang Gartner. We'll discuss that later. That's not the point of the show. The point of the show is you. The point of the show is you being in a continual state of betterment, and for you to learn how to be a positive force for good on this earth. Because that's what I'm trying to do, and I want you to do the same. I'm trying to learn as much as I can about life, and I'm trying to gain as much as I can from the experience that I have, from the people that are around me. I'm blessed to have a great church that I go to. I'm blessed to have a great workspace. I'm blessed to have a great mentor and a great radio station to work for. I'm a blessed man. So you got to count your blessings. It's very important that you do, because you don't want to get distracted with a lot of BS, a lot of things that don't matter, like taxes, like bad weather, good weather. I mean, yes, those are going to affect your things, your days, whatever your things may be, but it's you, and it's how you react to the things that happen to you. You want to be a good person, so you ultimately want to call yourself a good person. Okay, well, that's normal. Who wants to call themselves a bad person unless you're depressed and kind of masochistic? That's different. That's weird. My point is, count your blessings, because then you can be aware of how blessed you are as an individual. You, if you're watching this video or listening to this podcast, you probably live in America. So you've been blessed to be on this particular soil. So that said, count your blessings. Understand that you're wealthier than anything you've ever experienced, than this world has ever experienced. I mean, how many TVs do you have? How much food do you have in your cabinet? How many shirts do you have? I mean, for crying out loud, I have a tie bin. I have so many ties, it's ridiculous. I can't even decide what to wear for the Matthew Rayburn Show that you're listening to. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to search for me, I'm Matthew with two T's, R-A-B-O-R-N. I'm currently recording this on Podstars. If you want to be a Podstar, comment down below or reach out to me. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. Don't let Trump distract you. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let sports distract you. You got the NFL about to start. You got college football that's technically on right now and will be this weekend. My point is, you have goals that you're trying to accomplish. You have things you're trying to get done, and you can't do that if you're distracted. Now, your things in life will happen, so you're going to have get in a car accident, you're going to hurt yourself, your positive things are going to happen that are going to be kind of distracting. You're going to get married, you're going to have kids, you're going to get a great new job. But what are your ultimate goals? My ultimate goal is to grow this platform, is to grow the Matthew Rayburn Show, is to get a family eventually, is to win souls for Christ. I got goals. And so I want you, what are your goals? Comment down below what your goals are. You need to have strong goals, and you can't get distracted by life, because the man wants you to get distracted, because the man doesn't want you to be in charge. The man doesn't want you to succeed. And who's this man? It's the powers that be. It's the negative Nancys in the world. It's people that are trying to tear you down. Don't let them do that. Don't let them become distractions. Don't let them at all do that, because that's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for what you got going on. So you want to benefit from the life that you're living. So calculate how you're achieving small goals each day, what you can do that. And see, I mean to say, it's just I'm giving myself advice here. So I want to do these things that I'm into implementing. So I'm trying to implement small goals and achieve those in big ways, so that they can snowball into other goals, and they can be gigantic goals that are achieved. Gigantic progress, gigante progress. I just said gigantic in Espanol, if you're wondering. My point is, don't get distracted by politics. Don't get distracted about left versus right, or you getting upset about what this senator said or what Trump didn't do or did or whatever's going on. Don't get distracted by it. Stay focused. Try to stay organized, because all these things are going to help you not be distracted, because you don't want to be distracted by BS videos. I want you to watch this video, but I want this video to be inspiring. I want you to be a go-getter. I want you to get all stoked in your heart. And I want you to say, hey, world, I'm here to do good. And the Matthew Rayburn Show helps me do that. So comment down below, share this video, because I'm trying to, this is the goal that I have, and I'm not trying to get distracted by my messy room or being dead dog tired or kind of sick or whatever the situation is going on with me personally. I'm wanting to do these videos because I'm not going to get distracted about doing these things, because I love doing it, and I love you for watching. So thank you so much. Don't get distracted, folks. It's not good. Don't let the world distract you. there's sportsmanship, and then there's Serena Williams. The U.S. Open ended this past Saturday. I don't know if you were watching. I was watching. It was quite thrilling. It was quite engaging. I do like watching. I like the Australian Open. I like the British Open. The U.S. Open. I like when it comes to the end. I don't watch the in between matches. But I do enjoy tennis. I used to play in junior high, and so I have knowledge, or I do understand what's happening on the court. But Serena Williams was playing Naomi Osaka. I want to make sure. Yeah, that was her name. And so Naomi Osaka actually won the match, but that wasn't the big thing, because she actually was the first Japanese citizen, male or female, to win for Japan in a Grand Slam in a tennis tournament. Huge, big, great for their country. She's a quality player, quality individual. Why? Well, she was so humbled that she won that she began to cry because she beat the fan favorite. Because at the ceremony, everyone was wooing and hollering, and it was got kind of out of hand. Because I don't believe the average fan understands the rules. So I looked up a little bit of the rules, and I also read a couple of stories and an article about the scenario that happened. And so it was pretty interesting. So it was, Serena Williams has part of it right. This is what the author of this article is saying. There is a huge double standard for women when it comes to how bad behavior is punished, and not just in tennis. But her protests against an umpire during the United States Open final on Saturday, she also got part of it wrong. I don't believe it's a good idea to apply a standard. If men can get away with it, then women should be able to as well. Rather, I think the question we have to ask ourselves is this: what is the right way to behave in honor of our sport to respect our opponents? Now, good sportsmanship in my mind is respecting your opponent, respecting the rules of the game, respecting yourself, respecting your coach. Then that said, you're not allowed to have coaching during tennis. It's you and that other person that's individually combating in the tennis match. And so that's what happens there. You don't want to be coached. It's not like NFL or by the NBA where you can get coached on the sidelines. Her coach was watching. Her coach was coaching. So one of the rules is that whether you were aware or not that the coach was coaching you, you are penalized for that. And they first have a warning. And then after the warning, you were then penalized. So she had the warning. She was super upset about it. She got in the referee's face. Then it happened again, I believe, as the story goes. And she broke her racket, which is a violation. So she was docked a point, which then led to her losing the match, which then led to Naomi Osaka winning, which is great for Naomi, which is great for Japan. But when it comes to sportsmanship, I don't think that it seemed as... I don't really agree with her behavior. It seemed that she was taking on... It didn't seem very strong. It didn't seem very dignified. I understand being human. I understand faulting. I understand getting upset. I understand being in the moment and the spotlight's on you and your adrenaline's going. I got that. I understand that. But it didn't seem very positive. It didn't seem like the woman that you want to be. It didn't seem like the role model that you are. Because I respect you, Serena Williams, and I'm really thankful for everything you're doing for the community and that you're doing for tennis. The picture kind of messed up, so I apologize about that. That's why I got distracted. But I'm thankful for tennis. I'm thankful for Serena Williams, and I'm thankful for sportsmanship. So you go, sportsmanship. You'll never succeed if you give in to fear. Fear is a liar. Fear tears you down. Fear is completely inappropriate, because I was just talking about goals and just talking about staying focused and motivated and not getting distracted. And a fear can be a big distraction. Getting all up in your own head and worrying about what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say. This is helping me not care. Doing these videos, doing the Matthew Rayburn Show, doing this podcast, it's helping me not give any rips about what other people think, because that's getting in the way of me sharing what I believe. And I'm not trying to get all up in my head and I'm so important, I'm so cool, I'm so special. No, not really. No, I mean, you want to take self-worth and you want to love yourself a little bit more, of course, but not too much where nobody wants to hang around you because you're all up in your own head. So don't be afraid of being yourself. Don't be afraid of what other people are going to think. Don't be afraid of sharing certain things that you think are controversial. Sharing this video. I'm not even that controversial. I'm just a dude wearing a blazer and a tie doing these videos. But I mean to be passionate. I mean to be motivating, because I see a bunch of BS happening in the world. I see a lot of mainstream media lying. I see a president that gets distracted a lot about other things, and he punches down, and it's very unpresidential, but that's fine. It's modern-day presidential, baby, and that's his style. But so he's not afraid of anything, and look at where he got him. So you don't be afraid. You stand up for what you believe in. You take down those negative bullies. You take down those emotional vampires, whatever they may be. I'm dead serious. Get motivated, and don't be afraid of a damn thing. Should bicyclists that ride in the street and the roads, should they be licensed just like you are with your car? It's interesting because you see I hear bicyclists complaining about drivers. I hear drivers complain about bicyclists. I hear pedestrians complain about everybody. So how about this? You're licensed to drive. They're not licensed to ride. So you have a bigger responsibility to watch what's going on, to pay attention. Now, they're in the road. They're technically in a vehicle. So that's why I bring up the subject matter. Well, should they be licensed so then they can be held accountable if they cause an accident? Now, that's interesting because I want people to be liable for their actions. I want justice to be served. So that said, it's interesting. But I want people to be free and do what they see fit. So I'm the type of guy that doesn't even think that you should have car insurance. Well, Matt, what happens if you hit somebody else? Well, you should have the savings and an emergency fund to take care of that. Honestly, it's like, well, these are federal roads. These are state-run roads. Then why are they so crappy? Why are there potholes everywhere? I mean, seriously. So we can get in all kinds of conversations. The subject matter can go on and on and on. Comment down below if you agree. But I ride my bike. So I'm in the road riding my bike. But I'm also a super pedestrian, which I then hop onto the sidewalk and get in people's way and then hop right back onto the street just because I know where I'm going and I'm going to blow through red lights. I'm not going to care about other people around me because it's funny because, like, as a bicyclist, I'd have no blind spots. If you're in a car, you've got some major blind spots. That's why it's super important and very, very serious that you pay attention. So I can be weave and bob in between cars and blow through red lights because I have no blind spot. I'm aware of my surroundings. I am in a continual state of like speed and velocity, and I'm watching everything, and I can see what's going on around me, and I can even get like a little mirror on the helmet or on the side and see what's going on behind me. My point is, I don't think that the bicyclist should be licensed. I think that if you're a motorist, you need to be paying more attention. And you need to stop being so resentful towards the people that are trying to get healthy on their bikes or that don't have a vehicle or going around. You should stop with that resentment and your own little bubble, listening to your own music and your air conditioning. How about you respect that person that's trying to get somewhere, okay? I'm dead serious. Go, cyclists, go! National Day. Every day there's a National Day here in America. Today, August 30th, 2018, National Grief Awareness Day. And it's also National Toasted Marshmallow Day. But let's first discuss National Grief Awareness Day. I was very aware of other people of America's grief because John McCain's funeral was today. It was on like 3 or 4 channels. I watched it for about 2 minutes and then stopped watching. I've had my time of mourning. Personally, it didn't take that long, but that's not me making a joke. I just didn't mourn his death for very long. But there's a time to mourn, and there's a time to celebrate, and there's a time to do this video, and there's a time to be aware of people's grief. You want to, you want to be aware and genuine in your empathy, and you want to be aware of how they feel. You don't want to be a jerk. You don't want to be cold. You want to be open to how they feel so that you can learn about yourself and how they feel, of course, and so that maybe you can help them grieve better, grieve less, whatever the situation calls for. Do that. Help them. And so it's National Grief Awareness Day. So if there's somebody out there that's grieving that you're aware of, be aware of it. Bring awareness to them that you care. Hug on them. Love on them. Send them a prayer text. Whatever it is that you do, be aware of their sadness and help them grieve through it. But don't wallow in it for too long. Don't mourn for too long. That's not helpful. That's not helping the person or the object or the thing that you're mourning. It's not helping anything. It's not helping society. So it's National Grief Awareness Day. It's also National Toasted Marshmallow Day. I love toasted marshmallows. That's the only time I'll eat a marshmallow. I don't like cereal with marshmallows. It's too sweet. You don't want that much sugar in the morning. It's going to hurt your pancreas in the future, probably causing diabetes. But it's National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Marshmallows probably vicariously do cause diabetes, but it's not Diabetes Awareness Day. It's National Toasted Marshmallow Day. I actually like to burn my marshmallows because they got that gooey center and they quicker. Everyone's like barely toasting it and like taking their sweet bippy. Why are you taking your time? I want a marshmallow now. I stick it in the flame. Then I blow off the fire. I count to 20 because it's molten lava, folks. Be careful now. And then I put it in my mouth. Why? It's delicious. I like that burnt seared carbon flavor. And then that gooey sweetness that melts. And I love it like a melt. Oh, it's so great. It is very great. It's National Toasted Marshmallow Day on August 30th. Guys, you know, help other people grief and go eat yourself a marshmallow. Maybe it'll help grief less with when you eat a toasted marshmallow today on the National Day. Word of the day. You don't want to lose the language you speak. I speak English. Why? Well, you're listening and you can comprehend that from you hearing and understanding I speak English. Why is also because I live here in America and we're kind of pretentious and don't think that we need to speak any other language, even though I'm learning to brushing up on my French. That's a whole other segment. I'm going to get that Babbel app. I think it's pretty cool. But right now, it's the word of the day segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Buttonhole. Buttonhole is the word of the day. Buttonhole. One word, buttonhole. To detain in conversation by or as if by holding on the outer garment of. Huh. It means getting somebody's attention, holding on to their lapel. So I'm grabbing your attention with this video. I'm buttonholing you. It's a verb. To be buttonholed is to have your attention grabbed by somebody as if they're holding on to your lapels. Wear more lapels so that you can be buttonholed more often. Buttonhole. 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 Weird news. Today in weird news, an Australian woman claims to have had a terrifying encounter with the Bigfoot of Down Under. The Yowie. Y-O-W-I-E. The Yowie. The harrowing experience reportedly occurred back in March, but was picked up by Australian media this week. According to the unnamed woman, she was driving along a barren dirt road in the middle of the night when she made an impromptu pit stop near a large clearing. I'm not going to ask why. After a few moments outside of her car, the woman heard something rustling in the brush around her, and so she let out a howl to see if it might be a dog. The creature responded with a similar noise, followed by a growl, and some grunting. Weird. Sensing that danger may be afoot, the quick-thinking woman pulled out a cricket bat that she had. Presumably, I can read. She brought a cricket bat for this particular scenario, I guess. She then knocked on a nearby tree as a warning. Whatever the mysterious noisemaker was, that she had a weapon to warn the creature, the Yowie, that she had a weapon. To her surprise, she heard the sound repeated out in the darkness. Strange. Which led to a brief exchange of knocks between the woman and the unseen thing. By this point, she was thoroughly fed up with the situation, so she began howling and screaming to scare the interloper away. That's when everything went pear-shaped, she said. Suddenly, I should be doing this in an Australian accent. Here we go, guys. Warning, in an Australian accent. That's when everything went pear-shaped, she said, as suddenly she could hear something very large rumbling down a hill towards her. What have I got myself into? She recalled thinking and noted that I had really had bad vibes from this thing. She smartly made a mad dash to her car, which then led to safety from the creature. She turned on the high beams and was stunned by what she saw. It was a 7 to 8 foot tall hairy bipedal beast with that which looked like the size, had eyes the size of golf balls. Perhaps the most off-putting thing about the creature was that it smelt like 5-week-old roadkill. That's what it smelled like, folks. Anyways, the apparent Yowie encounter ended as she whipped out her cell phone and it was scared away. I didn't get a chance to take a photo, she lamented. As I went on the button, it went down the hill. Guys, the Yowies are out, down in Australia, in weird news. Today in history, 1967, Thurgood Marshall confirmed as Supreme Court Justice. On this day in 1967, Thurgood Marshall becomes the first African American to become be confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice. He would remain on the Supreme Court for 24 years before retiring for health reasons, leaving a legacy upholding the rights of the individuals guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. In 1961, Marshall appointed by President John F. Kennedy to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, a position he held until 1965 when Kennedy's successor, Lyndon B. Johnson, named him Solicitor General. Following the retirement of Justice Tom Clark in 1967, President Johnson, with a 69, President Johnson appointed Marshall to the Supreme Court, a decision confirmed by the Senate with a 69-11 vote. Over the next 24 years, Justice Marshall came out in favor of abortion rights and against the death penalty. As he continued his tireless commitment to ensuring equitable treatment of individuals, particularly minorities, by state and federal governments. This day in history, 1967, Thurgood Marshall was confirmed to the Supreme Court. Guys, I'm serious about love. I'm serious about life. I'm so thankful for you watching. I'm thankful for you listening. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. God bless you. God bless America. Guys, seriously, be yourself. Shed all fear. Don't let the darkness get you. I'm dead serious about that. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. The Matthew Rayburn Show.